Okay, we are on Pei Hei Amud Beis. We just did the we ran through the Mishnah at the end of the shiur yesterday. Today's daf, to say in advance, today's daf was not meant for Daf Yomi. Today's daf was meant for a couple of days, but we'll try to cover as much as we can, and the rest Zil Gemor. Again, it's the time of year to be osek in these inyanim in Shuva, so feel free to be osek in this in other makoros over Shabbos. Okay, and as we come close to the Siyam Beit Hashem on Sunday. Okay, so the Mishnah discussed it, brought up the concept of Shuva, the end of Biyuma, after talking about the entire Ravoda, after talking about the Isurim that the beginning of the parak spoke about. Now we talk about the Mahus of Yom Kippur, which is all about Shuva. So the Mishnah discussed different Chataim, different Averos, and different Machaprim for the different Averos. Just one discussion, 2-minute discussion, and then we'll get back to the Gemara. Probably the most famous discussion in Yanei Tshuva, at least the top five, would be the Shittas HaRambam on Tshuva versus Vidui. Because if you look at the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, he does not say in the Halachos that you have to do Tshuva. He uses Tshuva as a background to the fact that you have to do Vidui. The Rambam's famous Lashon, he says, Kol Mitzvah Shebe Torah, Bein Asa, Bein Asa, Bein Losa, Asa, Im Avar Adam Alachas Mehen, Bein Bezadam Bein Bishkaga, somebody violates, Kishe Ya'asa Tshuva, Yashav Mecheto, Chayav Lehizvados, Lefnei HaKel Baruch Hu. When you do Tshuva, and you return, then Chayav Lehizvados. But the Mefarshim point out, he does not use the language of Chayav Lasos Tshuva. And later on also, he repeats it, he describes what is Tshuva, but he says, and he goes into Vidui, but nowhere does he say that Chayav Lashuv, also in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The question is, what's the pshat of the Rambam? Is it really true that there's no mitzvah of tshuva? It's when you do tshuva, you know that it is a chayav l'hizvados. So many answers are given. I'll just mention three quickly. The Birchas Chinuch says, in Shun Samach Dalet, by the mitzvah of vidui, yes, there is no mitzvah of tshuva, according to the Rambam. That is exactly the point. It's a good idea. I suggest it. I encourage it very much. Says the Birchas Chinuch, but elavadai tshuva l'chud v'hi afilu b'leiv. Tshuva is not believed in Mischai, believed Shalom, Agash Baruch Hu, Bekabal Tshuvaso. Rakani mitzvah zasei, kechol mitzvah zasei, shebetorah lomar vidui bepeh. Vim lo omar bepeh, bitel mitzvah zasei. Avi bikobakal vidin kapara ala veirish avar, nischaber b'tshuva believed. Tshuva is not believed, it's not a mitzvah zasei. And then the Ben Chaskadach, I'll give you a raya. The Gemara Kedusha daf mem tes. The Gemara Kedusha says, there's a man that goes to a woman and says, I married you on condition that blank. I'm not that I'm rich. I'm not that I'm this. I'm not that I'm strong. I'm not that I'm a chacham. I'm not that I'm a tzaddik. Says the Gemara, I'm not that I'm a tzaddik. Afilu Rasha Gamor Mekudeshes. Achlokas Safek Vadai. But there's some type of marriage, even if he is a Rasha Gamor Kol Yamav. Why? Says the Gemara, Shema hear her tshuva belibo. Shema hear her tshuva belibo? That makes him a tzaddik Gamor. Hear her tshuva? What do you mean? You have to do vidui. Right, so the Minchas Chinuch discusses this again. I don't want to go into the whole kibbutz. At the end of the point, he says it must be vadai. Oh, I'm sorry. That gemara is a problem for the Rambam. He works out that why that gemara isn't a problem for the Rambam. With the Rambam, if you do business vidui, how do you work out that gemara? He says there's a difference between tzadik gemur and a bal tshuva gemura. But either way, he says the Minchas Chinuch that is the Rambam sheet, and he works out all the makaros. I apologize, that was the one that I guess the Rambam. He works out all the makaros to fit into that sheet. The Rav Soloveitchik, others say maybe there's a difference because if you look in the Koteret to Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam does mention it. Mitzvah Zasei Achas says the title, V'hi She Yoshev Achote Mechatu Levnei Hashem V'yisvada. He quotes that he should do Tshuva in the Koteret. What's the difference? Says Rav Soloveitchik, many times in the Sefer HaMitzvahs you find the difference between a Maisa HaMitzvah and a Kiyum HaMitzvah. In the Halachos themselves, the Rambam always writes the Maisa HaMitzvah. What is the action that is prescribed by the Torah to do? If you look at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, what did the Rambam say? Lavod Es Hashem B'Tefillah. Right, Lavod Hashem, believe betfilah. It's the service of your heart. That's the Kiyum HaMitzvah. The Maisa HaMitzvah is the tefillah. But the Kiyum HaMitzvah is the feeling of Avodah Shebelev. And you find there's a number of places that he brings rise to. So he says, maybe that's the point here too. The Maisa HaMitzvah of Tshuva is Vidui. The Kiyum HaMitzvah is Tshuva. That's the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Just the Maisa HaMitzvah is Vidui. And there are rise to this one as well. Just the third approach. Again, each of these are big discussions. We're just mentioning them. A third approach is suggested by the Meshech Chachma. Now, the Meshach Chachma says, you know why there's no mitzvah of tshuva? He agrees with the Menachas Chinuch. There's no separate mitzvah of tshuva. You know why? He says, let's say I violated an aveira. Okay, I violated Shabbos. I violated Mechal Shabbos again and again. So now I have to stop being Mechal Shabbos. Why do I have to stop being Mechal Shabbos? What's driving me to stop being Mechal Shabbos? What, the mitzvah of tshuva? No. It says the Menachas Chinuch, you know why you have to stop violating the aveira? Because of the original aveira. Every aveira has in it a mitzvah of tshuva, like as part of it, not a separate mitzvah. But the same reason that you cannot do an aveira in the first place is the reason that you can't do an aveira the 14th time either. So you don't need a separate mitzvah. Stop doing this aveira. You need a separate mitzvah? No. Every mitzvah inherently has in part of it, stop doing the aveira. You don't need a separate mitzvah of tshuva. To verbalize it, to be mitzvah, that's something different. That's not part and parcel of every mitzvah. That's what the Rabbi Mikhail Zvi is doing. But of course, there's an idea of tshuva, but it's not a separate mitzvah. It's part of every aveira via aveira. Okay, those are a number of ideas regarding the Shittas HaRambam. Again, others say he does count it. Maybe it's included in some other mitzvah. But that is just some of the ideas quoted at this time of year. Okay, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara that the first line of the Mishnah had said that Chatas and Asham Vadai are Mechaprin. Chatos, which are brought for most mitzvahs, most Averos Sholos, I say, Lavin, and Asham Vadai, which are brought for five specific Averos at the end of Parshas Vayikra, Asham Ilos, and Shuas Epikadon, and others. So Asham Vadai in Asham Taluilo. So it sounds like it says from the Mishnah, the Asham Vadai is Mechaper. Says the Gemara, only an Asham Vadai is Mechaper, and Asham Talui is not Mechaper, and Asham Talui is brought whenever you violated an Aveira that should be Mechayev you a Chatas, but you're not sure if you did it or not. So Chatas is on the Vadai, and Asham Talui is on the Safek. So Machlokas, what if you did an Aveira that's Mechayev you a regular Asham Vadai, and it's only the Safek? Do you bring an Asham Talui on the Ashams also, or you just bring an Asham Talui on the Chatos? But here, at least you for sure bring a carbon Asham Talui on a Safek if you're Mechayev HaChatos or not. So it's Mashma from the Gemishnah that only Asham Vadai is Mechaper. Asham Talui is not Mechaper. Va'kapara Ksivabe. It says Mechapara also by Asham Talui. So it says the Gemara two answers. Hanach Mechapri Kapara Gemura. Asham Talui Eina Mechapri Kapara Gemura. Either an Asham Talui does not bring you full Kapara. It just protects you from Yisurin. Rashi quotes this from the Gemara in Krisus. Doesn't bring you full kapara, it protects you until a later date. But really, it doesn't bring you full kapara. That's why it's not in the Mishnah. Inami, or, and the answers are connected, Hanach ein acher mechaper kaparasan, Hashem talui acher mechaper kaparasan. These, by an Hashem vadai and a chatas, there is no other item, there is no other vehicle that helps bring the kapara. Once you bring the chatas, once you bring the Hashem, you're finished. It's over, you don't need anything else to help you. By an Hashem talui, once you find out that you sinned bevada, you have to bring a chatas. Even if you brought an Asham Tali already. That's not halacha. Asham Tali just protects you while you're in held in abeyance, while you're in limbo. So because an acher is mechaper kaparasan, or, that's A, or B, even if you're chayav an Asham Tali, the Gemara now says, Yom Kippur can be mechaper for you. Why? Ditzan, as the Mishnah says, chayav echatos v'ashavos v'adar shavar lein Yom Kippur b'chayavin. Let's say you're chayav echatos, or an Asham Vadai, and then Yom Kippur comes along and passes. You're still chayav the carbon. Yom Kippur didn't change that. Chayav the karbon. Yom Kippur can't help out for the chatas and the Asham chiyuvim, Asham vadei chiyuvim, but Ashamos tuluyin and paturin. Amazingly, chayav and Asham talui, Yom Kippur passes, you're pater. Asham talui is more focused on the kaparis hagavra, not on a specific chait. So therefore, Yom Kippur can substitute, and therefore there's an acher that's mechaber kaparasan, not just a chatas. If you eventually find out that vadei did it, but if Yom Kippur is here, it can be mechaper as well. There is a question in the Tosafos Arash here. Tosafos Arash has a quote, the Safek of the Riva, where the Riva says, Misafka, what do you have to say that you didn't know about it until after Yom Kippur? Or is it even if you knew about your Chiyav and Asham Talui before Yom Kippur? He's not sure about that. Maybe if you know about it beforehand, Yom Kippur doesn't work, because your chiyuv already kicked in for this carbon specifically. Do you say that? Or do you think that there's no difference? The Tosafos Arash says, he brings raya's from Gemara that he thinks even if you knew about it beforehand. Asham Talui is a different type of carbon than the other Ashamos and from a carbon chatas, and therefore, even if you knew about it before Yom Kippur, the Yechayim Asham Talui, Yom Kippur is Mechaper, and you don't have to bring the Asham Talui after Yom Kippur. Yeah. If you're mafresh and Hashem Talui. If you're mafresh and Hashem Talui, and then Yom Kippur came, and so is it like Hashem, right? So maybe it might be Nitach L'Ri'iyah, because that the rule is, Kol Shebachatos Mesha B'Hashem Roeh. Any of the Chatos, the five Chatos HaMesos, well, one of them is Shekippur Ba'aleh Ba'acher. Right, if you find another carbon here, you have another bechaper. So it's probably maybe in that case you would say Ashav Shenita. It will be Nitak Laraya. You have to send it out to graze and get him up. Says the Gemara, Misa v'Yibikipurim Mechaber Matshuva. Said the Mishnah that Misa and Yom Kippur are mechaper with tshuva. Im hatshuva in b'fnei atzman lo. So we're medayik that they work together with tshuva, but Yom Kippur by itself would not work without tshuva. So shall we say name of delo karebi? Shall we say that our Mishnah is against the shita of Rebbe, who says, as we'll see in a second, Yom Kippur works even without tshuva? The Tanya, as the Brisa says, Rebbe Omer, an amazing chiddush. Al kol aveira shebatorah bein asa tshuva bein lo asa tshuva. Yom Kippur mechaper. Whether he did tshuva or not, Yom Kippur is mechaper according to Rabbi. Chutz, except for three averus. There are three averus that are exceptions to the rule. Chutz mi ha porek ol umegala panim batorah umefer bris basar. Right, you porek ol v'kadosh baruch hu. You megala panim. You misinterpret the law, as we spoke about last Shabbos. Umefer bris basar, and you try to cover up your bris milah. Shem asa tshuva yagira mechaper. Those. Only with tshuva does Yom Kippur mechaper. The laws of tshuva in Yom Kippur mechaper. Question mark. So shall we say that our Mishnah is against Rebbe? Because our Mishnah says that Misa and Yom Kippur mechaper with tshuva, and Rebbe says you don't even need tshuva. So the Gemara answers no. Afilu tema Rebbe. It's one directional. Tshuva boi Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur lo boi tshuva. According to Rebbe, tshuva requires Yom Kippur. That's what our Mishnah means to say. But Yom Kippur doesn't require tshuva, so even though it's a little difficult to fit into the words of the Mishnah, but that's what the Mishnah means to say, says the Gemara, that tshuva needs Yom Kippur, but Yom Kippur does not need tshuva. Two interesting points on this line. The Maharal discusses what are these three averus? What's the common denominator? These are the three averus that Rebbe says you need tshuva. Okay, what are they? If you're kofer, porek ol, megalapanim batorah, and mefer bris basar. Says the Maharal, the whole idea of Yom Kippur being a mechaper is if you believe in the special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Only if you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's promise, ki vayom bezeh yechaper aleichem latar eschem mikol chadoseichem, you have to believe in that special relationship. So if you do not deny that special relationship in any way, then it's not going to work for you. So there are three parts to this idea. There's the two parties involved, and what binds us. Hashem, B'nai Yisrael, and what binds us is the Torah. So these three averos each are denying a mikofer, a different part of the equation. Says the Maharal, Mishum Shakabarja Mikipurim Mikof Brish across the Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. So number one, if you're Mafkia Atzmo Mehabris, how are you Mafkia Atzmo Mehabris? Number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you deny HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the first point. Right? If you're Porek Ol, you separate yourself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the other party in the agreement. So that's number one, Aveira. Number two is Megalapanim Batorah, basically deny the veracity and the authority of the Torah. Right, you try to misinterpret it, and you deny it. So that's denying the connector. And then finally, if you're made for the bris of Avram Avinu, made for the bris of the bris Basar, that's denying our special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our simon on our bodies. So he says, Maharal, that's why the three averus are the three that even Rebbe agrees that you need tshuva for, because you're denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you, B'nai Yisrael, and the Torah, which connects us. Those three. Okay, there is a unique question, which, again, you know there has to be an answer to, the Tosafot Yesharim here asks. And that is, he says, according to Rebbe, that Yom Kippur is always Mechaper, so why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Every year Yom Kippur was Mechaper without Tshuva, even when we had Rishon Gemurim in the Beis HaMikdash, for Kohanim Gedolim. Right? So why was there a Chorban Habayis? Every year we got Kapara. Every year we got a clean slate. So he says, you have to say that even according to Rebbe, there's Kapara and there's Kapara. You know, there's Kapara, he says, Tzorach Lomar, four lines from the bottom. The Rebbe Nami Tzorach Tshuva LaKapar Gemura. Avagav Demehani Yom HaKippurim Mariam Gemurim L'Ma'in Mikares B'Kalakam Kapar Gemura Below Tshuva Leka. So he says you have to say that there's that it doesn't work completely. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't destroyed by
Tisha B'Av. Right, by Tisha B'Av. So from the last Yom Kippur to Tisha B'Av, they were so bad that that year. That year, maybe, but you have to say already he was punishing them from Asar B'Teves, right? So it's not too long from the from Yom Kippur to Asar B'Tevis.
And the Navi even said that Menashe was so bad it was downhill from there.
Right, 40 years before the Sanhedrin already left. I mean, it was doesn't sound like it was a couple months problem here. Again, there are others. The Minchas Chinuch suggests that, you know, what are the Averis? We had the Gemara earlier, Daftes, right? The first place of Midrash was the big three, including Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah is one of the three that Rebbe agrees. And the last three were Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam, you have to go be Mirasi or Chavera, the Mishnah said. Or Yom Kippur is not Machaber, Shiraz is Chavera. The Minchas Chinuch says, even according to Rebbe, these Averis don't work. That answer might be more Ola Aladats. Okay, let's continue. Three lines from the bottom. So the Mishnah says that Tshuva works for Averos Kalos, for Aseis and Los Aseis. Says the Gemara, Hashta Alos Aseis Mechaperes, Alaseis Miboi. So if it's Mechaper for Los Aseis, which are considered more Chomer in Halacha, there's a punishment for Los Aseis. There's Malchus. Bitul Aseis, there is no punishment. Alaseis Miboi, so you have to tell me that it's Mechaper for Aseis. Of course it's Mechaper for Aseis. So just write Los Aseis in the Mishnah, and I'll know that it's Mechaper for Aseis. So Rabbi Yehuda Hachi Kamar. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you're right. The word los asei in the Mishnah should not be taken literally, general los aseis. What does los asei mean in the Mishnah? Al asei bi al los asei she nitak la asei. It means aseis, and when it says los asei, it means los asei she nitak la asei. Los aseis that can be fixed by an asei. Examples of gezel and maybe shiluach hakan, where you have an aveira, but there's a way to fix the aveira with an asei. So the rule is la she nitak la asei ain lokan alav. You don't get malchus or leav nitak la asei, so therefore they're more on par with the asei. The asei in the Mishnah does not get malchus, obviously, a bit of asei, and the los asei in the Mishnah also speaks about a los asei that you don't get malchus. Why don't you get malchus for a lav nitak la asei? What's the mucker? It's part of a larger category. You don't get malchus for a lav nitak la asei, you don't get malchus for a lav shemakalas, you don't get malchus for lav shein bo maisa, all of these. That's learned out from lav dechasima, this week's parsha, Yonah Diyoma. Right? It said in this week's parsha, Arboim Yakena lo Yosef, the mucker for malchus. And right next to that mucker for Malkus, it says Lo Saxum Sharbadisha, when it's not supposed to muzzle an animal. Right? Separate Averos. The Gemara says Malkus and Dumita Chasima, why are they put together? It must be that you only get Malkus for Averos that are Dumya to Lav Chasima, that are similar to the Lav of muzzling. What's the Lav of muzzling? It's an action Avera. It's not a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. It is a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. It's a Lav that's not Nitak Lase. In other words, any of these unique type of Lavim are not Dumya to Lav Chasima, and therefore the halacha is they don't get Malkus. Therefore, here too, says the Gemara, that when our Mishnah says Lo Sase, it means Lo Sase Shein Nitak Lase, and that's what Tshuva is Mechaper on. So the Gemara says, "Valos asei gomer lo." So you're telling me that Yom Kippur is not mechaper for a regular los asei, los asei gomer, only for aseis and labanita glaseis. 1 minute for a mini, but we learned in the Tosefta, "Elu ena kalos asei valos asei." What are the kalos aseis and los aseis? And Yom Kippur is mechaper on all of them. Chutz mi losisa. Losisa is separate. Separate. You've taken God's name in vain. So that's a more chaber one. Yom Kippur won't work for that. But what does the Tosefta say? That all los aseis. So it sounds like it includes all los aseis, not just lavadita glaseis. So Gemara answers no. Losisa b'chol the dami lay. You know what's excluded? Losisa and all los aseis like it, meaning all regular los aseis that you would get malchus for. So, no right. Tashma, we try again. Review the Omer. Koshu mi losisa ulamata tshuva mechaperes. Anything that's from losisa and more kal, tshuva works for those kinds of averes. Mi losisa v'lamala tshuva tol v'yam kibur mechaper. But if it's worse than losisa, then tshuva is tole. Tshuva protects you a little bit, but really Yom Kippur is the ultimate that you need it as a kapara. So again, it sounds like from here that there are some losases that work, that are lower than losisa, that Yom Kippur works for. So again, steer it to how we interpreted the Mishnah. Where we interpreted the Mishnah, that there are no losaseis, gemurim, that you get malchus for, that Yom Kippur works for. So again, the Gemara says, losisa v'chad damile. When it says losisa, in this statement, all regular losaseis are included when it says losisa. So losisa is no different than any of the losaseis, and therefore there are, again, no other losaseim gemurim that get the kapara of Yom Kippur. Tashma, one more time, we'll try to bring another makar that Yom Kippur does mechaper for a losasei gomur. Tashma, l'fi shemer b'chorev, it says by Har Sinai. not by Matan Torah, but by the Egel. B'tshuva b'nake, when Moshe Rabbeinu is davening, it says that they will be cleansed. Yachol afo sisi imoyim. I might think that the tshuva even exists for the Aveir of Losisa. Tamaloma lo yinake. No, lo yinake. He will not be cleansed. Yachol af shar chai v'lavin kein. I might think that the tshuva does not work for shar chai v'lavin. Tamalomar es shemo. Shemo de'enu menake. Avo menake shar chai v'lavin. Es shemo, it says that by Losisa. Shema shemo lashav. Shemo de'enu menake. It doesn't work for Losisa, but it works for shar chai v'lavin. So it sounds like the other shar chai v'lavin can achieve kapara. So Gemara finally answers, okay, you're right, Tanoi. It's a machlokas Tanoim, whether tshuva can work for it. The Tanya, Amat tshuva mechaperet, al asei v'al losa asei shedidok lasei, v'amat tshuva tolev, v'amakirim mechaper, al krisus v'amisus bezin, v'al losa asei gomer. So you see, there is a brisa here that says that losa asei gomers are not included. So the previous one that says it is, okay, it's a machlokas. So however we interpret, you can say it's a machlokas in the Tanoim. Okay. Amar Mar. Lefishin Emar, what we quoted before. Lefishin Emar b'chori b'nakei, mi nolan. How do you know that pasuk is referring to tshuva? B'nakei lo yinakei. You say in Slichas. D'tanya, Reb Lazar Omer, yesh lomer nakei shekvar nemar lo yinakei. Yesh lomer lo yinakei shekvar nemar v'nakei. What does that phrase mean? B'nakei lo yinakei. He will be cleansed, he won't be cleansed. So ha-keitzad, b'nakei hu l'shavim, v'nakei l'shavim, v'nakei l'shavim. You got to put a comma. B'nakei, for the people who do tshuva, lo yinakei, for the people who don't do tshuva. Period. Shaul Rabbi Ben Charich is Rabbi Ben Azariah in Rome. Rabbi Ben Charich asked Rabbi Ben Azariah in Rome. Some of our may ask, why do we have to know where this place took place? But Rome. So there's different answers given. Maybe Eretz Yisrael is Mechaper, and we're not going to have Eretz Yisrael as one of the following Mechaperim. So that's why it's emphasized that it's in Rome. So it leaves out the Kapara of Eretz Yisrael. Shabbat Arba'ach Kiluke Kapara. There are four categories of Mechaperim. Shahai Rabbi Shmuel Dorish. Amar Shloshahain. So Rebbe Lazar says back to Rav Masi, you know, I think there are three. V'tshuva im kol echad echad. Tshuva doesn't count as a fourth category. Tshuva goes along with the other three. Avar, number one. Avar al asei v'shav. If somebody's mevatel al asei and he does tshuva, eino zad v'shav hashem ochlon lo. He gets kapara right away. He gets mechila right away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Interesting, it doesn't use the lashon kapara here. Right, it's mochlon lo. When you violate an asay, it might be a different, something low that's needed. You don't have a stain, you didn't do an aveira, you didn't do a positive aveira, you just didn't do an asay. So for that, you require mechila from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you get mechila. Shenemar shuvu banim shovavim. Right, that's the makar for a bitul asay, getting shuva right away. So the shari shuva, Rabbeinu Yonah points out, what happened to, we know that the Gemara says in a number of places, when you're bevatel an asay, you require a carbon ola. It's not a chiyuv, the Gemara calls it a doron, a present to Hashem, but it doesn't occur in Ola play some type of role. So says Rabbeinu Yonah in Shar Dalid that Ola mechaperes al misha avar al mitzvah saseh acharei hatshuva. Ki amnam nischaper avona b'tshuva, acha Ola tosif al kaparaso, v'yosef al hisratos v'al Hashem yizbarach. The Ola still fixes the relationship. And I want to say that there is kapara achieved with tshuva, but the ola really fixes the relationship totally, is meratza you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's number one. That's over al aseis. Next, over al lo saseh va'asa tshuva. If you violated a lo saseh and you did tshuva, and again, does not mention here malchus, it does not mention here karban chatas, if you did b'meitzah b'shogeg, that obviously also plays a role. But we're talking about the what's in your power to do, so tshuva tola, even tshuva in that case, just holds you, protects you a little bit. Yom Kippur mechaper, but really Yom Kippur is mechaper by lo saseh. Shenema, ki vayom hazeh yichaper aleichem mikol chato seichet. Fine. Number three, avar la krisis and mises bezdin v'asa tshuva. If somebody violates krisis and mises bezdin and does tshuva, tshuva v'yom kippurim tolem b'yisurim memarkin. Tshuva and Yom Kippur are tole, and then one requires yisurin in life in order to be mechaper for those, for krisis and mises bezdin. Shenema, fakati v'shevet pisham uv'negaim avonam. Period. That was all number three. Avol is finished, and then we'll say something about that line. Avol mishiyei shchil Hashem biyado. One of us fine. Somebody has shchil Hashem in their hands. Ein lo koch b'tshuva l'tzlos l'avikibram l'chaber l'zivim l'marik. Those three are not enough. El kulan tolen umisa mimarekes. Shneimar v'digla b'azei Hashem tzachozim yichubar avon azel lachem ad tumusun. Shchil Hashem only misa. Rabbeinu Yonah has a suggestion in Shari Tshuva in two places where he says maybe kiddush Hashem. Maybe Kiddush Hashem, a tremendous Kiddush Hashem, could balance out the Chil Hashem. But that is the only option. The Gemara doesn't even mention that option. But the only other option is Misa. Yeah. Oh, so we're going to get to that based on the context of the next Gemara. We're going to get to that when we do the Hechidah Michal Hashem. We'll mention that in a second. There is a Shuvah of the Oda Yehuda, which I think we discussed either last year or 2 years ago, where he has the following kash. The Gemara here says, right, if you over our krisis umisas bezdin, ba'asa Shuvah. But really the halach is, if there were Edom there, this doesn't work. Let's say some Ruvain kills Shimon. Kills Shimon, shvichas damim. And then he has charata, and it's terrible, and he goes to Eretz Yisrael, and he learns there for 5 years in yeshiva, he never leaves, becomes a Rosh Yeshiva, becomes, oh, unbelievable! He's giving tremendous drushes that he's listened to all over the world. And then Edom come and to say that Reuben killed Shimon. And they bring testimony, and they gave Hasra, and what halacha is? It's Chayiv Misa. So Tshuva doesn't work. What do you mean? Why doesn't Tshuva work for Chayiv Misa's Bezdin? If Edom come with a Hasra, that's what Nodabi is Kasha. He doesn't quote this Gemara, but that's the Kasha that Nodabi is. So there are a number of answers given. Nodabi Yehuda says, if you can do Tshuva for, it's just Dabrish Ein Sof. If you can do Tshuva for Chayiv Misa's Bezdin, so basically everybody's going to do Tshuva. And the whole point of a legal system is to protect society and to be a deterrent. But if everybody knows that they can do tshuva, you're never going to kill anybody, so then, you know, it's not going to be a deterrent. Shekzeres HaKatavi, so tshuva mo'elet l'chayvim mises bezdin, shebkein batlu dini mises bezdin. And the kavanah zatar is l'hanash hashav aryanim. So what can you do? That's another bihuta. The Chida says, we discussed also, that says, no, the difference is because really, it would work. But how could bezdin know what's in the heart of a person? How could Bezdin really know if he's doing Tshuva Shlema? Kadosh Baruch Hu could know, but how could Bezdin know if he's doing Tshuva Gemura? That's why Bezdin can't act based on Tshuva, number two. And finally, number three, Maharal suggests an answer to this question, and that is, Bezdin Shalmala and Bezdin Shalmata are different. They have different purposes. Bezdin Shalmata never gives you points for doing something good. You never get pulled over by a cop and said, that was a great stop at that stop sign. Awesome. Here's 20 bucks. You know, the Bezdin Shalmata is not about giving presents and rewards. It's just about punishments if you do something wrong and fines. Right? You get medallions, okay, if you do something, if you're a hero. But generally, Lamaisa, it's not about giving rewards. Bezdin Shalmala is about giving rewards for Mrs. Asay. So Tshuva is a Mrs. Asay. So Tshuva, to act based on Tshuva, that's only Bezdin Shalmala. Bezdin Shalmata is only about punishments. But Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you rewards. But that's the point, the difference between a Bezdin Shalmala and a Bezdin Shalmata. Okay, three different answers to that question. No, the Bihuda, the Chida, and the Maharal. Third wide line. Hey, Chida Michal Hashem. What is Chilul Hashem? What are examples of Chilul Hashem? As Menachem just pointed out from the Rashi. Rashi here says Chilul Hashem means a sin which causes others to sin. Choti umachti acherim. We'll see in a minute why he says that from the context. Amar Rav. What does Rav say? Kiyona no. Like me when I do the following. I'm the Gadol Hadar. If I would go to the butcher and take some meat and not pay him for it right away, that would be Chil Hashem. People would think I'm stealing, and people would think that it's okay to steal in this type of case. So therefore, that would be a Chil Hashem. And Omar Abaya, Abaya notes, this is only in a place where the butchers don't give on credit. So therefore, if you wouldn't pay now, they'll probably never get their money back. But if the place where they come afterwards and they give you a credit and they come and ask you for it afterwards, then obviously not a Chilul Hashem, because they'll say, oh, he's just giving to him on credit. Ravina says, Masamachzi is like one of those cities. Yeah?
Is that what you're saying, because it applies to...
Applies to the
leader
him.
The time and place, or applies to...
Maybe, okay, Ana might mean even the place also, but specifically himself. Because the Gadol Hador, people see what you do, or the Gemara says, Adam Chashiv Shiny, sometimes. Right? Sometimes you have to know, based on who you are, what people are going to judge. If you connect yourself to a certain community, that people will identify you like that, then they'll say, oh, look what he's doing, or maybe it's mutter. So you always have to be a little bit, you have to take care. Abaya got the shakal bistra mitre shutfi. Abaya, similarly, when he bought meat from two partners, Yav Zuzelahai Zuzelahai, he used to pay both of them. When later on that night they would realize they got money for both of them, they give him back one, or they give him more meat, connected the extra money. But he didn't want either of them to think that he wasn't paying. Therefore, he used to give both partners the meat. That's one idea about dealing with the money and buying the meat. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, a second idea, could go na nad the maskina arba amos below Torah below tefillin. Like me, if I would go dalat amos without Torah and tefillin, that's a chil Hashem. People would think again that you don't have to do this, and it's a terrible thing. Both these first two opinions hold that it's about the Chilul Hashem. Part of it is that people are going to think that something is mutter and do it. And it's kind of a lifnei iber. The difference between the two, I saw that Tosefos Yom Kippurim says, is that Rav says maybe it's only by los aseis. Rav Yochanan is saying, no, it's even by aseis. Even if there's a lifnei iber type of action by an asei, not wearing tefillin, it's not a los asei. Right? Not learning bittul Torah. It's a bittul asei. It's terrible, but it's a bittul asei. So that's Rav Yochanan's chiddush, that even by a bittul asei. So I heard of Rav Waxman give a shiur recently. He says, a dalad amas will Torah tefillin. How much is dalad amas? 6 feet? 6 feet? Right? 8 feet, 6 feet, whatever you want to say. How long does it take to walk 6 feet or 8 feet? 3 seconds, 4 seconds. It's a Chilul Hashem to see Rabbi Yochanan go 4 seconds without Torah and Tefillin. And that would lead people to think, oh, that's mutter. Halavai. Halavai, you think, obviously it's Rabbi Yochanan here, but even, okay, so you want to say, okay, 30 amas, let's say. Let's stretch it. You know, 100 amas. See, the Kulo Torah. Kulo Torah. Third opinion, nothing to do with leading somebody astray, but just if somebody has a bad reputation and people are going to talk badly of him, he's a ben Torah, and look how he acts. That also is a chil Hashem. I know chil Hashem. Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak could go down Rakhami. Ishi shorli lamari laplanya. Like people say, oh, Hashem should be moichel that guy. Hashem should be moichel that guy, meaning he really needs to be helped out. Period. Abaya Amar Kidatanya. Abaya said it in the more positive sense. V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha sheyehei shem shamayim misahiv al yotcha. One of my favorite chazals. Right? V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha, Hashem's name should be loved through you. Our life should be about causing other people to love Hashem. How do you do that? Sheyei korei v'shonu v'shamash tam v'chacham. They should sit and learn and be v'shamash tam v'chacham. V'yemassan v'matan v'nachas v'abrios. When we do business, it should be benachas. It should be honest. It should be calmly. Ma'abrios omor salav. What should people say? Ashri aviv shalom do Torah. Wonderful is his father who taught that man Torah. Ashri rabo shalom do Torah. Right? Wonderful is him that learned Torah. Oh wow, look, he goes to the Daf Yomi. Look how somebody goes to the Daf Yomi acts in business. Look at that person. Right? Unbelievable. Kiddush Hashem. Unbelievable. Oilam Labriya Shalimdo Torah. Woe to a person who does not learn Torah. Ploni Shalimdo Torah. Ro Kamenoim Drachov Kamen Psukana Maisa. He learns. Look how beautiful his actions are. Alov HaKosav Omer, the Pasuk says about him. You're my servant, and I am glorified in you, Yisrael. That's the positive. If somebody learns and he does not act properly in business, right? That's even worse. If somebody doesn't learn and he's not honest in business, okay, mela. But if somebody is a Talmud Chacham and he does learn and he doesn't act properly, it's even worse. Right? The Meiri says in his Hakdamat Hashas that each of the Aser Sedibros are parallel to the one next to it. One in the two Luchos, one in six, two and seven, etc., etc., etc. So some of them are easier than others. So number one is Anokei Hashem Elokecha, and number six is Losinah, right? Because throughout Navi, number two is Avodah Zarah, and the other one is Losinah, because adultery is the mashal that's given to Avodah Zarah throughout Tanakh. And if you look through Anokei, what's number six? I'm forgetting. Just thought of this to Meiri now. If you look at it, all of them are parallel. They all work out to Losinah, Losignov. Losirtzach, right, Anokhe Shem Alokecha is a recognition of Selim Alokim, and recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and godliness, and Losirtzach is saying, you know, it's against that. So everyone is pretty parallel. And Kibarav Aim even works out to be with Losachmod, but the one that he has difficulty with is Losisa and Gezel. What's Losisa and Gezel? The Meiri says, what's going on there? So it says the Meiri, Losisa is saying God's name in vain, but acting with God's name in vain. And says the Meiri, Lovesh Tfilin Vitalis Vaholech Vagozel Sabrios. Says that's Losisa and Gezel. The wearing God's name in vain is when we act from and we act like we are Shomri Torah Mitzvos, and then we go and go and even Sabrios. So that's Losisa and Gezela. That's what he's saying here. That's what the Gemara says here. Korei v'shonim mishamash tam chacham, and you don't act honestly. Vein tibur benachas mabrios, and you don't talk nicely to people. Mabrios omer salav oyla l'poni shalom haTorah oyla l'aviv shalom do Torah. Woe oyla l'rabba. Woe is to the Rebbe. Woe is to the father. Shalom do Torah. Poni shalom haTorah. Ro ma'akamuku mukukalin ma'isa. See how bad his actions are. Become a mechu arin drachav. How ugly are his ways. Be all because of Omer be'amor lahem. Am Hashem Eile Ume Artso Yatsa. Okay, period. Amar of Chana Bar Chanina, Gedola Tshuva, Shemavi Arifus La'olam, Tshuva brings healing to the world, Shneamar, Erpa Meshuvasam, Ohavim Nedava. Rav Chama Bar Bichanina, Rami, Machlok, contradiction. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Shuvu banim shovavim, the meikar shovavim atem. One pasuk, and this is how Rashi explains the Gemara, one pasuk makes it appear like the our averos that we did originally are because we are have a wayward tendency to us. It's not really our fault, there was a davar shtus that went into us. You know, return banim shovavim. Ksiv, and then it says, Erpa mishuvoseichem, I will heal you from your waywardness. It sounds like that it's really, it was a baal mum on me, and I have to be healed from it. And maybe when you're healed from it, when you heal from something, sometimes there's stains on your body that remain from your sickness. So it sounds like it wasn't just something that happened to be on me, but when I was younger, banim shovavim, but it's something that sticked on me and I had to be healed from it. So lokasha kan me'ava kan me'ira. Maybe the difference between shuva me'ava and tshuva miyira, out of loving Hashem and fearing Hashem. The Gemara now goes to a number of points, the differences between tshuva me'ava and tshuva miyira. We know generally that avas Hashem is greater than yiras Hashem. That's why the Ramban in Parshas Yisro says, asi docha los asei, because aseis are a function of avas Hashem, and los aseis are a function of yiras Hashem. And avas is greater than yira, that's why asi docha los asei. Fine. But here we're talking about specifically tshuva me'ava and tshuva me'ira. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rami, k'siv tshuva banim shovavim, erpa m'shuva seichem, the first pasuk calls B'nai Yisrael children of Hashem, banim. V'ksiv, and then the next, a different pasuk says, ki anochi ba'alti b'chem, I am your ba'al, I am your master, which is mashma that we are his avadim. V'lakakti eschem echem me'ir shlaim y'mishpacha. So are we his children, are we his avadim? So you can say both. The Gemara here says, Lokasha, kan me'ava m'yira, kan ayde yisurin. Here's a different chelik. Here is where you do tshuva with through ava and yira, and here is where you do tshuva only after going through yisurim rachman al islam. There's a Birchas Peretz on Parshas Bereishis that talks about that line. You have time over Shabbos, you can look at it. The Stipler on Parshas Bereishis talks about tshuva me'ava and tshuva me'ira related to this Gemara. Amar Rabbi Levi, good old tshuva shemagaz ha'kisi ha'kavet, greatest tshuva, it can bring you back to the kisi ha'kavet. Shemar tshuva yisol Hashem alkecha, ad Hashem alkecha. It brings you back till Hashem, ad Hashem alkecha. So there are Gersos and the Ein Yaakov here quoted on the side. It says, ad v'ad v'chlal, ad v'lo ad v'chlal. Either way, it brings you to the Kisi Yaakov. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, gedola tshuva. I know, 10 minutes, big daf. Don't worry, we'll do our best. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, gedola tshuva, shadoka los ashi shabbatorah. Greatest tshuva that pushes off los asays. Shedemar, as the pasuk says, Lamar, Hashem says, Hein yishalach ishes ishto. If a man sends out his wife, right, gerushin, v'holchamita v'aysa l'shacher, and she goes and is with another man, hayashuvei la'od, also this week's parsha. Well, most, that's a good chance, this week's parsha is over 70 mitzvahs. This week's parsha is an isser of machzer grushaso. After a woman remarries to another man, she cannot go back to the first husband. So Hashem says, what are you coming back to me for? You took another man. Shem says, B'nai Yisrael went to be with a halochanov techanav haaretz ahi. So avatat zanit re'im rabim v'shuvei la'um Hashem. Then you come back to me. Shuvei la'um Hashem. Right? So therefore you see, tshuva, Hashem says, don't worry about that isser. Don't worry about that aveira. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll take you back. So that's how you see, tshuva is docha los asei shabbat Torah. There are some person that point out, what do you mean? Every asei is docha los asei shabbat Torah. That's what we just mentioned. Asei docha los asei. What's unique about tshuva? Some say that maybe no, because usually it's only where you have to do the assay, you have a chib to the assay, and if there happens to be a los assay involved, so you have to do it anyway. Asa docha los assay. There's a nega tsaras in the makam amila, or some other type. You have to do the assay, you don't have a choice. Asa docha los assay. Here you did the los assay first. It's not be'idznas, not at the same time. You violated the los assay, it's not that it's not be'idzna, but it's not that you have a chiv to do the assay. Right, just stay divorced. You have a chiyuv to the asay. It's not like mila b'tzaras. It's not like other examples of yantif. So that's the chiddush maybe of tshuva. Even where you don't have to do the asay, we still allow you to do it, and we apply the principle of asay dochalos asay. Amar Rabbi Yonasan gadol tshuva shemakareves zaguula. Tshuva brings the geula or meviyas geula. Shemar uval tziyon goel ulushavi pesha biyakov. Matam uval tziyon goel mishu shavi pesha biyakov. Why is the goel coming in Tzion? Because those people are returning from pesha in Yaakov. Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says gedola tshuva shezdonos daslulos kishgagos. Another famous gemara. Tshuva is great that it changes your averus mazid into averus b'shogeg. Hashem treats them as if they were done. Without kavana, shenemar shuva yisrael Hashem alkecha ki chashalta b'avonecha. Return to Hashem ki chashalta b'avonecha, because you stumbled Michshol, because you stumbled in your avon. Ha avon mezidu. What do you mean? Avon is a mezid. We had that earlier in the Masechta. Where the Kohen Gadol does vidui. Chatasi avisi pashati. A VC, the Gemara said, is a mezid. V'kakarele michshol. And yet the Pasuk calls it a stumbling. A michshol. So it calls the avon a mezid. A shogig. Any. Is this really true that averos turn into shkagos? V'amar yisakash gadol ha-shuvah shazonas la-asalot kizachuyos? Really, averos are turned into mitzvahs? Again, much ink has been spilled explaining this line. How could Averis turn into mitzvos? So Shenemar, Ubishuv Rasham Yish Aso, the Asam Ishmad Sakalahem, Vahu Yichyeh. So either way, does it turn into mitzvos? Does it into a shkagos? Lokasha Kamiava Kamiyira. Shuvah Me'ava turns it into mitzvos. Shuvah Me'ira turns it into shkagos. I saw Rav Schachter quotes one of the Achronim in Eretz Tzvi in Tezayin. Because it's Gemara, if it turns it into mitzvah, so why if somebody does tshuva on Baal Eishes Ish, so the kid shouldn't be a mamzer anymore? If it turns into a mitzvah, and he was allowed to be married, and therefore the shouldn't be, if you take it literally, so how does, you know, there's a way to asid mamzer and litahir. It's a way for a mamzer to become tar, because you wipe out the avera turns into a mitzvah now. If you do an avera b'shogeg, so you still create a mamzer, one of this line. But if it turns into a mitzvah, you didn't do any avera yet, so maybe there shouldn't be a mamzer. So obviously you can't take this so literally, there's obviously a message behind this. Gives another answer. He says another answer. Maybe it's only regarding Bezer Shalmala, not Bezer Shalmata. You can't change Lamaisa, the Metzias of what happened. But either way, this is definitely an important message that our Averos may be turned into opportunities. If we come back so far from an Aver B'mezid and we use it as an impetus to do tshuva, maybe that way it could turn into a mitzvah. Amr Shobar Nachman Yirmiyanu Sanggadol Tshuva Shemar Rechash Nadash Ladam. Tshuva gives you long life. Shneimar B'shuva Hashem Yirsho Vahu V'chayim. Amr Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Shaydu Rava Bar Mori. Bo Re, first wide line. Shlok Bidat Hakadosh Baruch Hu Bidat Basar Vadam. Hashem is not like people. Midas Basar Vadam. Maknis Chaveyo Bidvarim. Midas Basar Vadam. When it comes to people, if I upset somebody and I try to go be Mefayis him, something is Pais Hemenu, something is Mefayis Hemenu, maybe he'll accept my apology. V'yim Talmar Mefayis Hemenu, even if he does, something is Mefayis Bidvarim, something is Mefayis Bidvarim. Maybe he'll accept my apology with words. Maybe I'll have to go out and buy him something. Maybe he won't accept just words. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam Oder Aveir B'Seisar, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somebody violates an Aveir against him, Mefayis Hemenu Bidvarim, he accepts words. Shenemar Kechui Machem Barim V'Shuvu El Hashem. V'lo Od El Shavach L'Tova. And not only that, but he's thankful for the person to coming back to him. Shenemar V'Kak Tov. V'lo Od El Shema Alav Akasav Kilu Hikrif Par. Not only that, but Hashem considers it as if you brought a carbon. Shenemar Unshameh Parim Sifa Seinu. As we say in Karbanis every day. As we should say in Karbanis every day. Sheva Torah Pare Chova. Maybe you might think that it only has the status of a carbon you have to bring, but not as much as a carbon that you, a voluntary carbon, which is on a higher level in a certain sense. Tamalomer Erpam Shuvasam Ohaveim Nidava. So it says Nidava, allusion that it counts like a carbon Nidava. Tanya, Higher Mayor Omer Gedolah Tshuva Shebishvil Yachesh Asa Tshuva Mochel Kalom Kulo. Great is Tshuva that if one person does Tshuva, the entire world gets Mechila. Shneamar Erpam Shuva Sam Oavim Nedava Kishav Api Mimenu Mehem Lo Neamar El Mimenu. My anger will go away Mimenu from him singular. So that's how you know one single Tshuva person can bring Kapara to the world. Heichi Dami Bal Tshuva. What is about Tshuva? So we know this from the Rambam, but really it's in the Gemara. Hey, Kedai Bal Tshuva, Amar Rav Yehuda, Kehon Shabbos, Liyadu Dvar Aveira, Pam Ak, Pam Mishon, Vishniya, you do an Aveira once, twice, Venitza Limenu, ends Vishniya, and then you're in, and you are saved from it. Machmir Rav Yehuda, Ba'osa Isha, Ba'osa Perek, Ba'osa Makom. Only if that next time it's the same exact circumstances, the same woman, the same place. This is the sheet of the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, which we know, and that is Tshuva Gemura in Perek Beis, is only when you're in the same exact situation, and then you do Tshuva. I saw a beautiful diuk last night in this line. It comes to his hand, says the Sharam Mishan Balacha. You know, I might say to myself, I want to do Tshuva Gemura, so I'm going to go and put myself into that position. You know, I want to do Tshuva, I don't know if I'm out, so I'm going to get strong and I'm going to be with that, have yichud with that woman, and same situation, I'm going to do it. So I want to do, no, that's not, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to put yourself in a place in the Makam Nisayon. You're not supposed to prove that you're a Baal Tshuva. It'll come up. Bas Liado, it came to your hand. You should go search for it. We're not supposed to put ourselves into Nisyonis. Even if it's, in the case of Tshuva Gemura, we're not supposed to do that. And only if, Bas Liado, if it happens to come to your hand, the situation, then it can be done. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu will know anyway. If you would have been in that situation, would you do Tshuva in that case? Rav Rami. Rav asked the Stira. Ksiv Ashrei Nusui Pesha Ksiv Chata'a. It's good to cover up your sins. Ksiv Mechashibaz Voyezliach. Right? If you cover up your sins, it's not good. Lokasha Habachet Mefersam Habachet Shein Mefersam. If it's a sin that's public, then you should do tshuva in public, but everybody should know that you're being mizvada on it. Right? But if it's a Cheshein Mefersam, if it's a private, then you should not be Mefarsim it. Because the more people who know about your Averos that didn't know beforehand, that's kind of like a Chil Hashem. People are going to see more Averos being done in the world. Rav Zudri Batuvia Amar Rav Nachman, a different chiluk, Kan Bavir Shem Adam Lachavero, Kan Bavir Shem Adam Lamakom. When it comes to Ben Adam Lachavero, you should be Mefarsim it. Rashi says, you should be Yagala Larabim, Shivashim Anashim Cholo. Be Megala, it's that they'll help convince the victim to forgive you. That's why you should be Mefarsim it, as Rashi. And Ben Adam Lamakom, you could keep to yourself. Tanya, Rez Rabbi Yudah Omer, Adam Over, Abeira, Pam Rishona. Mochlin Lo, Shniyat Mochlin Lo, Shniyat Shlishas Mochlin Lo, Rabbi Yisain Mochlin Lo. The first three times, you get Mechila. Right? Some of Farshim say, because you're still a short Tam. Still a Tam, you haven't turned into a Mu'ad yet. So that's why you get Mechila. But the fourth time, Rez Baruch Hu Adam Mochel, that's when he really takes you to task. Shneimar Komar Hashem, Ashlosha Pishay Yisrael, Varabolo Ashivenu, the Omer Hinkal Eli Yifalkel, Pa'amayim shalosh im geber. Ma'iva omer, why two psukim? V'chitema hinem idem tzibra v'biyachalo. You might think only five to a tzibra, that's a yachid. Tashma hin kol el yifalkel. Pa'amayim shalosh im geber. So that's why the fourth time is the time that puts us over the edge. Tan Rabbanon, Averos yisvad aleim b'yom kippurim zeh, lo yisvad aleim b'yom kippurim acher. Tanakama hol, if you did shuva, if you did vidui, one Yom Kippur for an Aveira, you do not have to do Vidui the following Yom Kippur. You didn't do the Aveira again this year. So if you did it the previous one, no Vidui required. V'im shana b'hen sarach lezalos, Yom Kippur macher. Obviously, if you repeated the Aveira, you have to repeat the Vidui. V'im lo shana b'hen. But if you did not repeat the Aveira that year, v'chazim esvad alena, you did do Vidui, alav ha'chazim omer, kekelev sheshav al ko, ksil shana b'valto. Like a dog which returns to the food that he had spit out, is like a fool who returns to his foolish ways. Again, you're not supposed to do it. If you don't have to do vidui, don't do vidui. Blessed be Yaakov Omer, we don't pass in that way. We pass in that you do vidui every year for every avera that you ever did in your life. No, it's praiseworthy. The sins are always in front of me, says David HaMelech, and therefore it's a good thing. What does that mean? Because once a bird does an avera and repeats it, it becomes mutter in his eyes. No, but it's not slokaheter. It appears like mutter to him. Obviously, it's not mutter, but it becomes mutter because he's misragel to that behavior. That's what Kikelov Sheshav Alkeo means. Vitzorach Lifro Dezachet, says the Gemara. You have to specify the Chatam. You can't just say, do tshuva. I'm upset, I feel bad about all my Averis. You have to be Mefari Techet, like we do, right? The whole list of Alchets. That's the key of this Gemara. Shinemar, Ana Chata Amazeh Chata Gadola, what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? They did something terrible. V'yasu Lemelo Hezahav. They made a golden god. Moshe lists the exact Chet that was done. Dibi Rabbi Yudim and Baba. Rabbi Kiva Omer, no. Ashri Nesui Pesha Ksui Chata. No, it's not good to be Mefari Techet. You should cover it up. Elamau Shamar Moshe V'yasu Lemelo Hezahav. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He was Mefari Techet. This is really a taina on Hashem. Hashem, you gave them so much gold, gave them so much stuff. Of course, they made an egel. You know, it's kind of like the more we get, they were spoiled. They didn't realize what's coming from you. So Moshe Rabbeinu was tining to them. We have this in Mesechus Brachas, that really, it's he's not being Mefari Techet, but he's really claiming that Hashem had a say, had a little part in the Aveira. One more minute. Shnei Parzim Tov Abdullam Yisrael, Moshe and David. They were two great leaders, Moshe and David. Moshe Amar Yikasev Surchani. Moshe Rabbeinu says, write my sin. It's amazing. If you read through Sefer Bamidbar, every time Hashem tells Moshe, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael, the Chet is mentioned. You're not going in because you weren't Mekadesh by name. It sounds like, you read it, it sounds like Hashem's rubbing it in, Kaviyachol. Like, what do you keep mentioning that for? Okay, we know. But the Gemara here says, you know why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted everybody to know there was no other reason he wasn't going into Eretz Yisrael. Only this! Because of Surchani, Shnemar, Yanlo, Amanti, Bilakisheni. And it says it over and over again. David Amar, Alikat of Surchani. David Amal says, no, I don't want my sin written down. Shnemar, Ashrei, Nesui, Peshap. The mashal is the two women who got malchus in are getting malchus in Bezdin. There are two women that are getting punished. One of them was Makalkel, one of them was Mezaneh, and one of them was eight page shvius. What are these two averas? So both of them require elaboration. One was mezana. What do you mean mezana? That's a chiyav misa. What do you mean malchus? So Rashi says hisru bala malchus. You gave him the warning for malchus. Gave him a warning for malchus, a chiyav misa. So the halacha is Rashi tells Rashi misa bezdin in lokan alav. A lav that has the power to get misa's bezdin, and you gave malchus, you don't get malchus. So this Rashi is very difficult. The achronim jump on this Rashi and they try to explain it. The next Rashi also is a problem. What's if you ate page shvius? If you ate page shvius, Rashi explains, ta'anim that weren't ripe fully. So therefore you ate it. So if you eat, there's a mitzvah to eat shvius fruit. If you eat it before it's ripe, it's as if you're like not treating it properly. La'achla v'lo lahefsid. So therefore that's the aveira. That's an asay. You don't get malchus for an asay. La'achla v'lo l'schora. So both Rashis are the Rashash and all that kind of get into the action here. What's Rashi talking about in both of them? If you don't say like Rashi, you have to give another shot. But either way, so you have two women, one that was mezaneh and one that ate shvius fruit. Amr lahan osa shalchla pagi shvius. The one that's getting whipped for eating shvius says, you know what? Announce why I'm getting whipped, please. B'vakasha mikem hodiu al mahi loke shlo yomer amashezu loke zol loke. I don't want anybody to think that I'm getting whipped for what she's getting whipped for. Hey, biu pagi shvius v'tov b'savaris. They tongue some fruit around her neck. They announced that she's getting malchus for iske shvius. That's the mashal for David and Moshe. David says, cover up my sins, and Moshe says, keep them, be megal of my sins. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow is an unbelievable daf. Please enjoy it. A lot of famous Aseres Yemei Teshuva Torah is there, the story of Rav, and Ez Hashem, it'll be great. And Ez Hashem, we will continue with the last Amud on Sunday.